The news is read by Karen Carthy.
EU leaders meeting in Brussels have agreed to raise a €90 billion loan to fund Ukraine for the next 2 years. The leaders stopped short of adopting a proposal to use tens of billions of euro in frozen Russian assets to underwrite a long-term funding package. Belgium, which hosts the bulk of the Russian assets via the securities company Euroclear, had sought open-ended guarantees that it would not be exposed should Russia launch a successful legal claim against the use of its assets. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the significant investment would truly strengthen his country's resilience in the face of Russian aggression. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly reports.
The deal was done in the early hours of the morning. EU leaders were yesterday initially looking at two options to ensure Ukraine does not run out of money early next year. One was to raise a loan on the international markets backed by unused funds in the EU budget. The second was to use up to €210 billion of immobilised Russian assets. As the day progressed, it looked like the latter option was the main focus. Technical teams worked non-stop to find ways to provide financial guarantees to Belgium should Russia win an international arbitration case that could be enforced in the European Union, a scenario deemed highly unlikely. However, by late last night, those efforts fell short. The other option was then revived, essentially joint EU debt backed by untapped budget funds. That had seemed unlikely, as it would need the unanimous support of all member states. However, Russia-friendly countries, Hungary, Slovakia, and now the Czech Republic, agreed they would not block the move so long as they were not involved in the joint debt option. Last night, EU leaders insisted the Russian assets would remain frozen, and if Russia did not make reparations to Ukraine in a post-war scenario, then those assets could be used by Ukraine to repay the EU loan. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
The High Court is expected to deliver its judgment today in two cases taken by opposition TDs concerning the presence of super junior ministers of state at cabinet meetings. The TDs claim the Constitution does not permit anyone but ministers to attend government meetings and brought their claims to the courts earlier this year. Our political coverage editor Joe McGrailey reports.
Sinn Féin TD Pat Daly's case is that Article 28 of the Constitution limits the number of government ministers to 15 and binds them to confidentiality about their cabinet discussions. He is arguing that the appointment of four super junior ministers of state who attend cabinet, along with the 15 ministers, is therefore unconstitutional. A similar case was taken by People Before Profit TD Paul Murphy, who has sought a High Court injunction stopping super junior ministers from attending government meetings. Attorney General Rossa Fanning has argued for the government the interpretation been put on the Constitution by the two TDs was incorrect. Following a hearing of the two cases in July, the High Court reserved its judgment and is expected to deliver it at 2 p.m. today.
The government will publish an expenditure strategy today which will aim to limit spending to 6% a year on average until the end of 2030. The medium-term fiscal and structural plan will be announced by the Minister for Finance, Simon Harris, and the Minister for Public Expenditure, Jack Chambers. The plan will set out spending until the end of the decade and is a requirement under EU law. Our economics and public affairs editor, David Murphy.
The coalition's repeated overspending beyond its commitments in the budget have been criticised by the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council. Today, the government will say it's going to stick to an average increase of 6% per annum until the end of the decade. Its plan will focus on delivery of infrastructure, particularly housing and services, including childcare. The previous coalition abandoned a 5% spending limit. The question with today's plan will be whether the government will be sufficiently disciplined to stick with it.
The Chinese owners of the social media app TikTok have signed a deal to sell the company's US assets to American investors. The deal will allow TikTok to avoid a US government ban over its Chinese ownership. TikTok has more than 170 million subscribers in the US. United States police have said the suspect in the shooting at Brown University in Rhode Island last week has been found dead at a storage facility in New Hampshire. The suspect is understood to have taken his own life after officers surrounded the building. He was a former physics student at Brown University and was also a suspect in the murder on Monday of a nuclear physicist in Boston. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Get ahead with Grant's most innovative heat pump, the Arona R290. Home heating for the next generation. Visit grant.ie.
There will be scattered heavy blustery showers and sunshine today. The showers will be confined mainly to west and northwest counties this afternoon. Fresh to strong and gusty winds will gradually ease as the day goes on. Highest temperatures will range from 7 to 10 degrees. And there's a warning that southwesterly winds will reach gale force 8 at times today on coastal waters from Slinehead to Bloody Foreland to Belfast Lough and on the North Irish Sea.